In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. In Boston today, we are having a snowstorm, so just be home today, be safe today. Don't go out if you don't need to go out. The roads are very slippery. Today, I'm looking at John 14. The Word of God says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Don't allow it to be troubled. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. Why? Because we have a God, and we have a Savior, and we have one who has died for us, one who holds us by the hand, one who, when we go through the waters, he is with us, and they will not drown us. Let not your heart be troubled. You might have bills that need to be paid, and you can't pay them. I'm telling you, let not your heart be troubled. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Trust the Lord and let him be who he is, that is the Lord. Let him be the Lord for you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in Abba. You believe in Daddy. You believe in Papa, Father. Believe also in me. And when it says believe, it means to surrender your life to you. Surrender your life to Abba. To surrender your life to Jesus. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If not, I would have told you, because I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus came to die for our sins. He shed his blood for us. And he is in heaven now at the Father's right hand, preparing a place for the believer. Those who love Jesus will have a place prepared for them. There is a mansion in heaven for all who love Jesus. I will also tell you this. You know, we're not in heaven now. Even though we are with Jesus at the right hand of the Father, we have troubles, we have pain, we have persecutions. But I tell you, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And if I shall go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Oh, yes. Yes, we've just finished Advent. And Advent tells us he came the first time at Christmas, and he will come again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you also may be. Yes, where I am, you also may be. Even now, we are at the right hand of the Father, for where the head is, there the church is, the members of the body of Christ. We are now at the Father's right hand. I'll never forget the time when the Jehovah Witness witnessed to me, and I said, you know, we're already at the Father's right hand. And I showed him from Ephesians that we sit with Christ in heavenly places. He had no retort for that. And where I go, you know, and you know the way where I go. So Jesus is going back to the Father, and you know the way. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you go, and how can we know the way? At least he was honest. At least Thomas was honest. Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Anyone in heaven today has come through Jesus Christ. If Buddha is in heaven today, he has come through Jesus Christ. If your relatives are in heaven today, they have come through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's real. Now, some people say, oh, that's not fair. It's true. It's fair. It's grace. It's wonderful. It's the God who loves us. Just know that not only do we go to God when we die, but that Jesus dwells in our hearts and wants us to walk with him today, and that he will overcome our fears. He will overcome our heart troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. I tell you, that is something that we need to do, that we need to not let our heart be troubled. And what would help us with that? Well, I'm going to read part of Isaiah 43. I've done this before, but it's God's word is always fresh. But now, says the Lord, that created you. You were created by the Lord. His name is Jesus, who formed you, O Israel. Fear not. Don't be afraid. For I have redeemed you. I have bought you with my blood and called you by name. God does not call us by a number, but by name. When we go to the store to buy fish, you have to take a number. God doesn't call us by number. He calls us by name. Something happened when I was at the fish market a couple of days ago. It was very interesting. It was something I didn't plan. Well, I don't plan very much. But the boss at the fish market was being very angry with the guy he was working with. Then he looked up and saw me. And he says, I'm finished with my anger because this man gave me a cross. And he said, now I feel okay. And, you know, I felt good for the man that was being called down to. That just my presence, I didn't say a word, my presence caused the man to stop fighting with the man. Isn't that wonderful? I never even think that there is that power that worketh in the people of God, that presence of God, even without saying a word, was there and caused the man to stop fighting. So fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Oh, you are his beloved, and he is yours. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. You give him everything that you are today. And you know what he does? He gives you everything that he is today. We win. You know, Lord, take everything. Take my fears. Take my brokenness. Take my broken heart. Take my life. You can have it all, Jesus. You can have it all, Jesus. And what does Jesus give us? He gives us himself in the power of the Holy Spirit. He gives us himself in the power of the Holy Spirit. When you pass through the waters, and we all pass through the waters, I will be with thee. When God spoke to Moses, Moses said, what shall I tell Pharaoh that you said to me? And God said to Moses, I will be with thee. You tell him that I am with you, and the rivers shall not cover you. When you shall walk in the fire, you shall not be burnt. Maybe you're going through the fire now. You shall not be burnt. I love that story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they were such believers, that they were in the fiery furnace. And the scripture says that they were saved from the fiery furnace, and their clothes didn't even smell like smoke. Isn't that something? I don't know if you've ever been in a fire or known someone in a fire. The after smell is terrible. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace, and there was one like a son of man. It was Jesus himself. And I tell you that the flames shall not burn you. Amen. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I have given Egypt for your atonement, Ethiopia and Saba for thee, since you have become honorable in my eyes, and you are glorious. I have loved you, and I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not. He keeps on telling us that. For I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. That's what's happening now. People coming from the north, the south, and east and west into Israel. Fear not. Don't be afraid, because I am with you. But not only is he with us, he's in us. The Lord is in us. He's not only with us, he is in our hearts. He is in the least person that is a Christian. and he dwelt in the heart. He dwelt in the heart. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, but by me. If you had known me, you would be without doubt that the Father, about the Father also. For henceforth you shall know the Father, and you have seen him. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough. Jesus said unto Philip, Have I been so long with you, and you don't know me? You don't know me, Philip. He that sees me sees the Father also. How do you say, show us the Father? Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is made of the same stuff as the Father. Jesus is the Father's only Son. Jesus reigned with the Father as the Word of God from all eternity. Oh, yes, he became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and you have not known me? Philip, the one who sees me has seen the Father also. How do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who abides in me, he does the works. I tell you, Jesus walked by revelation. He didn't do anything on his own. He walked by revelation. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as they did in Meribah, in Massa, in the desert. Please, harden not your hearts if you hear his voice today. That the works that Jesus did, it's all because of the Father. Believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe for the very works. Amen, amen, I say to you, the person who believes in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do. And this is a promise. This is a promise of God in John 14:12. The works that Jesus does, we also will do, and greater than these shall we do. I believe that. Jesus never was on a radio station. Jesus never was. I'm not telling you I'm doing anything. It's all because of grace. It's all because of Jesus. Jesus never was on television. Now we can hear the Word of God on television. We can hear the Word of God on radio. We can hear the Word of God in the pulpit. Jesus confined himself to be one person at one place. Now we who have the Holy Spirit can bring the Word of God in a way that even Jesus couldn't bring it, because there were no radios then. There were no television. But who's doing the work? The Lord is doing the work anyway. The very work's sake, amen, I say to you, he that believes in me, that gives his life to me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do. That means healing. That means healing the inner man. That means physical healing. That means even the weather has subject to us. Even the weather. We say, in the name of Jesus, this snowstorm, not one person will be killed in this snowstorm. In the name of Jesus. Why will we do greater works than Jesus? Because I go to the Father. Because I go to the Father. He's at the right hand of the Father, pleading for us, praying for us. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will do it. And that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to let us know that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Let us know that as we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. Let us know that your word is absolutely true. Your word is true. That as we go through hard times, we will go through them victoriously because you are with us and we are yours. You said, Thou art mine. Thou art mine. That's why you fear not, because you are at the Father's right hand with Jesus right now. And when he comes in glory, he shall take you to himself. What are you right now? Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Isn't that amazing? To be like him and to see him as he is, that's when Jesus comes in glory. We shall see him as he is. We shall have no veil on our eyes. We see him now as through a mirror dimly. But you know what? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He has poured out his Spirit upon his people. His Spirit dwells within our hearts. It might be snowing out today, but it's spring in our hearts. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. Because Jesus dwells in our hearts. Because Jesus is for us and never against us. Jesus is for us and never against us. People say, God hates me. I'm going to tell you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. God doesn't hate you. If God hates you, I want nothing to do with him. God loves you and he wants your life. That is the reality. God loves you, that Jesus gave his life for you, but he wants your life. God does not hate you at all. Maybe you hate you, and you've got to get over that, because the only you have is you. You hate you, but God has plans for your life. As I often said, Jesus is the man with the plan. You don't have to commit suicide today. You don't have to do crazy things today. You don't have to look at pornography today. Why? Because he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that the Father dwells in you, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you, that the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in you. And to see Jesus is to see the Father, because he's made of the same stuff, because he's the Father's only Son. And if you don't believe that, believe the very works that I do. Amen, amen, I say to you, the person that believes in me, the works that I do, he also will do, and greater than these shall he do. Now, people say those works stopped with the last apostle. I say that's not true. God is still into the healing business, the healing of the spirit, as well as the healing of the mind, as well as the healing of the flesh. God is still into the healing business. You might not believe it, but it's true anyway. We know miracles happen. We see them all the time. We have seen just recently with Father Joseph that someone was going to have an operation, and he prayed with her, and the operation was canceled. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. Through prayer, through the power of Jesus, believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe for the very work's sake. We should be doing these works. We should be doing these works because Jesus said, I say to you, the person that believes in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do. Greater than these shall he do. I'm telling you, we are called to do the works of the Lord. We are called to walk in the ways of the Lord. People don't even know the ways of the Lord. And the ways of the Lord are in the power of the Spirit, that Jesus Christ gives us his Spirit, and we are victorious. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Jesus is not condemning you. You're condemning yourself, or the devil is condemning you. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy. Just go to the toilet and flush the lever. Let it go down, all that garbage. Don't go down the toilet. It has no power over you because he belongs to you and you belong to him. He belongs to you and you belong to him. He belongs to you and you belong to him. You shall do greater works than these because I go to the Father. That's what he said. I go to the Father. And because I go to the Father, you shall do greater works than these that I do. If you love me, you would keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another paraclete that may abide with you forever. Oh, yes, if you love me, if you love me, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete that may abide with you forever. Yes, another. So if he's going to give us another paraclete, another lawyer, who is our lawyer? before the Father's throne. Jesus is the first paraclete. The Holy Spirit is the other paraclete, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, and he knows him not. But you shall know him, because he shall abide with you, and he shall be in you. Isn't this something? This is a very important scripture. He shall abide with you. He abides with you. But on Pentecost, he dwelt in the believer. He abode with the apostles until Pentecost. And at Pentecost, he is in the apostles, and now he is in us. Let me read that again. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, nor knows him. But you shall know him, because he abides with you, and he shall be in you. I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost is not only with me and not only with you, but he is in you. He is in you. I will not leave you orphaned. Do you feel all alone today? Do you feel all alone, dejected? Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans. The Holy Spirit is in you. I will come to you. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. For those who feel like orphans today, I ask you to go to them and to let them know that you love them and that you have something great in store for them. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world sees me no more. That's about the ascension. But you see me because I live, you shall also live. In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Oh, I love that. I love that. You shall know on that day that I am in the Father, that Jesus is in the Father, and we are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us. Hallelujah. He that hath my commandments and keeps them, it is he that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved by my Father. Do you love Jesus? You see, if you don't love the Son, you don't love the Father. If you don't surrender to the Son, you don't surrender to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus himself. If you don't care about the Son, you don't care about the Father. If you love the Son, you love the Father. How many times have I seen pictures of proud men saying, these are my children. I said, aren't they beautiful? Oh, and they beam. They beam because I'm making something of their children. God has one Son, and this Son became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. And to love the Son is to love the Father. To love the Father is to love the Son. Do you love the Son? Are you in love with Jesus? Oh, my love, I pray that it will burn brightly. I pray that the love of Jesus will burn brightly in our hearts. I pray that God would do a brand new thing in our hearts, that we would know beyond the shadow of a doubt that there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, that we would know that as we walk through the fire, it won't burn us. We would know that at any dead-end street, God has the power for you to make a U-turn. I'm telling that to you. You're at a dead-end street today. God's power gives you the power to make a U-turn, to go the other way. You feel like you've just hit a wall. Well, I'm telling you, the Lord himself gives you the power to turn around and to walk in his ways. And who is the way to the Father? Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Father, I thank you and I praise you for your beloved Son who is in love with us, who gave himself for us on the cross, who gave himself for us in the resurrection, who pours out upon us the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, that this wonderful Jesus is your beloved Son. I thank you that I heard the words of God in the Jordan River. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. I heard those words on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. This is my Son, who says, because of me, and I go to the Father, you shall do the works that I do, and greater works than these. Why? Because I go to the Father. Listen, I need to hear from people. Our bills on WROL and WEZE will amount to more than $100,000. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. This is a day in Boston that you can write a check because you've got nothing better to do. Nothing better to do in this blizzard, that you can just write a check or go to PayPal. www.inseason.net will take you to PayPal. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. All glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, who was, who is, and who is to come. May the name of Jesus Christ be praised in your heart. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.